Blog Talk Radio.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And today is a very, very special day. Today is Christmas Day, and I know people celebrate in different ways all around the world. And there's many other holidays that we want to go through, too. But this is a very special day for people who love to celebrate Christmas. And we have children all over getting ready to get presents and give back. And it's just such a fun, fun holiday. Today's especially wonderful for me because Randy Zachary, who used to co-host the show with me, that's Randy who just introduced us, he is here with us today, and we are going to do a Christmas holiday cheer. Randy's a pro at this. He's amazing. He's been in this industry, oh, my gosh, probably 35-plus years. It's going to be so much fun. So that's my Christmas present I get today, too. I'm so excited. And without further ado, hey, Randy, it's so great for you to be here.
Merry Christmas, Natalie. Merry Christmas.
I used to be Santa Claus at a shopping mall. I did the Santa thing at a shopping mall. Oh, yeah. I was in Bible college, and I needed money. So I went and let little babies pee on me and all that, you know. I mean,
oh, my God, you'd make a great Santa Claus, too. You should keep doing it. That's that's got to be.
It was a blast. I mean, I actually enjoyed it because, you know, I love kids. And then, you know, the magic in their eyes. You know, when the kids are in that great age where they believe that you're really Santa, but truly, more than probably, I'd say once every couple of days, some kid would sit on my lap, and the minute they put the kid on the lap, they would be excited and scared, and they would wee on Santa. I'd have to go, oh. Santa's got to go feed the reindeer. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
No.
And I would go and change.
You know, I never ever thought about that. I just never even thought that was that's too funny.
Yeah, kids would be wee-weeing. And so, and I was in the Bay Area, in San Francisco Bay Area, and the local ABC News TV, you know, TV affiliate, they came out and they, you know, how they do feature stories about stuff at Christmas, and they came out and they did this story on. Those of us who were being Santa at a shopping mall, and why would you do it? And there was this whole Santa school they put us through, and so they did this whole feature on, you know, being Santa. And I'll never forget, you know, most of us are like, oh, we need the money, it's extra money, you know, we like kids. And this one dude is like, I'm an actor, and it's the ultimate role. It is the ultimate role, and, you know, I'm an actor. And
really?
Like, we're all like, wow, whatever, dude. And sure enough, and as you know, Natalie, I have a face for radio, so I can say this. I know Tom Cruise, but this guy was
pretty ugly. You're wonderful.
And yet he was an actor, you know, and he was, you know, bragging about being an actor. And in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, like, what, you know, what kind of roles would this guy get, you know? And sure enough, over the next 10 years, when Monica and I would go to a movie or we'd watch a TV show, he would be on it. He would be the cab driver, the plumber, the next-door neighbor, you know?
Wow.
If they needed somebody who looked just like anybody, just every man, you know, it would be the, and I just went, way to go. This guy made it, you know? And I thought, that's
wow.
so cool.
That is so
yeah,
cool. He got
fun.
Right into the role. Mm, that is so cool.
He made it, man. He made it. We have got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. We're going to kind of break up the show a little bit, being Christmas, with some Christmas music. And I kind of had some fun. I got on Amazon Music, and I found some Chicago Christmas music by the band Chicago. So we're going to enjoy
wow.
a little bit of that. In fact, coming up in just a couple of minutes, our first song will be that song, This Christmas, by Chicago. But just some things to let you know what we're going to talk about in this hour as we're here on Christmas is going to talk about some ways that you can spread the love during Christmas, a lot of ways to do it. You know, obviously, it's the time of year where more people think about others than maybe other times of the year. One thing that sort of gets overlooked, sadly, because everybody's kind
it
of
does.
Focused on their own families, is they get whatever gets overlooked is like elderly people. There may be folks in your neighborhood who you may or may not see very much, but you know they're there and they're elderly, and maybe they can't, for whatever reason, be with their family. They can't travel. Maybe their family can't be with them. And we've got some ways that you can love on them. Also, stocking stuffers. I was just looking at this article. Let's see. It's on Life and Tech. I think it's called thedollarconscious.com. 20 unique and hilarious stocking stuffers guaranteed to be a holiday hit. Now, this being Christmas, this may be too late for, you know, this Christmas. But
right.
just something, maybe you do Christmas a little later today and the stockings are still
sure.
hanging up there. Who knows? But I've got some really, it's 20 of them. We won't go through all 20, but there's two or three that I think are pretty cool, just ideas for little gifts if you're still going to a celebration later today. Or I know a lot of people increasingly do Christmas the day after or 2 days later because
right,
because
families come, some
family
families
together.
Can't get together and
yeah.
celebrate early, celebrate late. Absolutely, I wish
yeah.
we could do that all year long. Though we could learn to just celebrate and give back cheer every day. Every day, that's a
yeah.
that's something to strive for. Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
What are
yeah.
you What are you up to today after the show? What are you up to on Christmas?
Oh, I'll get to spend Christmas with my son. And I
nice.
Just like to take it easy on Christmas. You know, we all cook on Thanksgiving, and then Christmas is more like
yeah.
Chinese food for Christmas. And,
yeah.
you know, being in this industry for so long, it's nice to have those days where you're just not really on the phone and you enjoy everybody, too. And so how about you and
yeah.
Monica? Are you
yeah.
going to see your babies? Or?
Well, we were there for Thanksgiving, and we're actually going to go in a couple of days. Again,
good.
Because now that there's grandbabies involved and another set of grandparents, right? Eric's, my son-in-law's parents, and they do a big family get together, and so we're gonna work that out. But this year they're gonna, you know, Chrissy and Eric and our grandkids are gonna be with his side of the family, and then we're gonna get together a couple of days later, you know, in a couple of days.
Good,
and
wonderful.
We'll hang out and be able to get everybody together. We're actually gonna have Christmas at Monica's brother's, Dave,
oh.
who he lives in Paradise. You may have heard in the news, this town in California
ugh.
Was wiped out by a fire. And Dave saved his home. He was one of about maybe a dozen people in the whole town who saved his home because he had a retired firefighter living next door to him who knew what to do. And they had the
wow.
spray fire retardant that they sprayed on their houses, and you know, they had the Super Duty hoses and the well ready to go, and so they were able to fight the fire and save their homes. We're actually going to have Christmas in at Dave's house in Paradise.
Wow!
And that'll be pretty special.
That's
so going to
be like
excited
the,
about
the
that.
Historic. Really? Wow!
Yeah. Hey,
that,
are
I didn't
you
know
ready
you
for
could,
some music?
That's amazing for them to know. I didn't know that. I was just, that
yeah.
I'm amazed that they could do that. That's wonderful that they could It was such a nightmare for so many people, and so many people are having to deal with this this holiday season, and our hearts and prayers go out to everybody. That's incredible. Yeah, sure. Let's get in that music mood.
Music. I have been waiting. I'm an old DJ, so I love to play music. So here we go. Chicago, and this Christmas, enjoy.
Hang on a mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together.
Actually, yes.
Oh, nice.
I love that song. Is that? Hey, I love it.
That's Chicago, man. I got some more Chicago coming up in Pentatonics, and we're gonna close just a little tease on how we're gonna wrap up today. Is again, I think Natalie and I are both, as you, if you've listened to this show, you know that we've shared honestly, vulnerably, you know, about who we are, our struggles, and the fact that. Have a special place in our heart for folks who maybe on this day things aren't as great as everybody else's Facebook page. You know, I think I saw a study recently where they said that Americans across the board are considerably more depressed these days, and not because of who's president or not president or the money or, you know, anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's Facebook. It's the fact that people look at Facebook and they see the phony fantasy lives that people, you know, put on Facebook. Like, aren't we cool? Look at our family. Look, ooh, toes on the beach. Dig us. And it's just, you look at that and we tend to get depressed when we compare other people's fantasy lives with our real lives. So there you go. So just, we
you
have
know,
a...
No, you're right, and we need to show, feel gratitude. Yeah, I feel, yeah, I just,
yeah.
Just look at yourself and realize how much good you have. You make a list, and there's so much beauty, and I hear that heart attacks are more prevalent this time of year too, right, with people being stressed. And some people are stressed because they're alone, and then some people are stressed because their families drive them crazy. No, I just didn't say that. But it really is. I'm glad you mentioned that because we have so much to be grateful for, and when people are trying to, when you're comparing to someone else, there's nothing good about that. You know, you're going to be yourself. And Yeah, we always do share all those intimate detail types of things because we care, right, Randy? That's why we do it. We do it because we care, and we know, you know, you are important. Everybody out there is so important. You know, Christmas, it's amazing. It's celebrated all around the world, and it's right now, you know, we know it here in the U.S. more as traditional with having your Christmas trees, visits from Santa Claus, dreams of snowy landscapes. In Australia, it's summertime, so a lot of people go to camping or to the beach. They'll decorate a Christmas bush. You know, it's in England, instead of leaving milk and cookies for Santa Claus, I hear a lot of children leave mince pies and brandy for Father Christmas. So how Santa's there driving that sleigh up there, right? I guess that's why the reindeer are trained to do it, so he can have the brandy and say, go, go, go. And Donner and Blixen and, you know, the whole thing. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's really fun. It's really fun. And even if you're alone, you can get into the spirit and relax. So at Christmas, though, all around the world, there's so many things. And then we have a lot of December holidays. I know we want to, you know, put out there, if you don't celebrate Christmas, we want to still bless you. And, you know, the Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, I mean, different times in Christmas. Boxing Day is December tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Omis Soka is actually New Year's Eve. It's the most one of the most important days in Japan, but it comes in with this Christmas holiday. You know, I know we could go on and on and on because there's just so many different seasonal holidays, and we'll mention some other ones, but it's the tradition. The traditions are very steeped, aren't they, in our families and in life?
Yeah.
And it makes us feel good. I think, it makes us, and we Christians, of course, are, blessed to celebrate the birth of Jesus, even though it wasn't exactly today, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly the the time, but it's I love it. It's so fun.
Yeah,
fun,
very, very cool. Yeah, we're talking about, again, just ways to kind of share, spread the love with people, and be sensitive to to others in your neighborhood, and whether it's an elderly person or whether it's just somebody you know, because elderly is kind of relative. As I get older, I realize I'm considered elderly, I guess, because I'm now over 60. So I don't know.
Yeah, 60 is a new 40, Randy. That's a new 40.
Okay.
So I get you. Okay. I get you.
Because I get called sir a lot, you know, by people who are 30-ish, and I'm like, okay. If you've got somebody in your neighborhood and you've seen them, you know who it is. So even as we're talking about this right now and you're hearing this, maybe somebody actually pops into your mind. Somebody who you know is probably alone. And, obviously, here's just a couple of ways. I mean, this is from I can't believe I'm telling you this, but this is from an article in Women's Weekly.
That's really cool.
You know, I look at the articles sometimes. And, you know, one way is you can invite your neighbor, your elderly or older neighbor, to come over for a meal or a cup of tea with you. You know, it doesn't have to be a major event. Just, hey, I was going to, you know, cook a little something, and would you be interested in coming over? And you'd be surprised, you know, at their response, whereas maybe the rest of the year they might be that grouchy neighbor, they might be that recluse, you know, they might be somebody who kind of even avoids you, and if you think they don't like you, often people who are lonely just get into this really kind of this hell of loneliness where they just, they don't, the more I talk to homeless people in the last few months, the more I realize that there's this spiral that occurs when people are disconnected from other people. And this could be people who are living in a house in your neighborhood, or literally homeless people, is as they get more disconnected, it's harder for them to like reconnect in just normal ways. Like when they're walking down the street and somebody looks at them, it's hard for them to even have eye contact because they feel less than human. It's this, you know, this thing that happens with homeless people, and I believe it's probably true with just folks, you know, shut-in types, maybe elderly folks in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
they're not
we're
grouchy.
Such homo sapiens. We're so we need people. We need connection, and that I do want to mention though, when you see people walking down the street, and you're saying hi, I'm the type. I'm always saying hi to everybody. I talk to everybody. I could talk to somebody in 10 minutes in the grocery store line, and I'm just getting all this information because I care. I really want to know about them. But when you're going down the street, somebody says hi, and they don't repeat and respond back to you, don't assume that they're being rude. Just, you know, they might, nowadays so many people have the earphones on, you can't even see it, and they don't hear that you said hi, right? Some people might not be open, might literally may be deaf and can't hear you. So it's good to not assume and still be you, because that connection, it's a proven fact. I'm going to mention a quick thing, even though we're doing the holiday spirit. I did a quickie speech on real love, because, you know, you and I, we throw in with our industries. I'm in the real estate, and people are people, so I still bring up things. But there's studies, back in Romania in the 80s and 90s, they did some studies on orphanages. And they found a lot of the children that were under a year old were dying. They had plenty of food. They had shelter. They had, you know, there was not they weren't in harm's way in any way, shape, or form, but they weren't getting love. Nobody was picking them up. People weren't touching them. When they started crying, they were left alone. And it's really sad. I mean, it's remarkable that with the studies and fast forward, that's where you see people going more into foster homes because they get the love and they've done so much better. It even affects the brain. And so when I say that, it's like we are human and we need that love and that touch, and we can get, you know, it's important. And I know I've always said I always want to help and serve, but go to some of the pantries at Christmas. And years ago, starting to do that, they said, you know, we love your help at the holiday time, but we need your help the rest of the year as well, because so many people will come at the at the holiday time. And so you're not alone. If you're feeling that way, you know, maybe go get dressed, go get something, and go out and go see some people. Even if you're the person in the house and nobody knows you're alone.
Yeah.
Get up and go do something.
Yeah.
You're going to feel so much better. Just get yourself out there because connect, you know. It's just really
it is
about connection. And not everybody's going to like us. Not everybody's going to love us. And you know what I mean? But that's okay because we can still show the spirit and show the love. And that's what I found about real love. I was in the speech. I was talking about, you know, people, how you say something can be so different. You know, some person, you might – you know, yell at somebody, pick up your clothes, and you call them a pig, which is not very nice. And that's going to affect them and be mean versus, honey, I almost tripped over your clothes, right? You know, there's ways to turn things around. But you'd be amazed. That's part of our life is to the day-to-day. We're always, lots of times, we're looking at the future. We're planning. We're busy. We're, you know, da-da-da-da. But are we enjoying this moment right now, like we're doing right now with Christmas? I'm so excited to do this Christmas with you, though, Randy, because we miss you, Randy. I know you've got so much going on in your life, and you're doing the missionary work and the radio, and you're giving back, and so it's cool. It's cool.
Well, this job is pretty interesting, and it's literally flying all over the country and being on radio stations where we raise money for world relief organizations, where we feed starving children in Somalia with World Concern, in Bangladesh. I'm trying to think of the other area that we were oh, man. Anyway, there's another place where children live on, literally live in the garbage dumps, and there's a school that has been started nearby, and people are, you know, for like $20 a month, people can literally put a child through school, get them off the garbage dump and living in a dormitory for like $20 a month, just stuff like that. Where, and so it's been, and then the other kind of, I guess, organizations we work with are the local rescue missions, where literally, you know, this time of year especially is when a lot of people tend to think more about homeless people. I've had the blessing to interact with, you know, with homeless folks in Denver and Los Angeles and all over the place now, where we would do these events and we would interview them. And, you know, and it's just over and over you realize that these are people. They're humans. They have a story. Mm-hmm. They didn't wake up, you know, and just someday and go, you know, I want to be a bum. You know, I just want to be that guy that I always thought was a bum. There's a story that occurs, and it's often around sad, tragic things in their, you know, in their lives. And a lot of us, you know, if we were all honest with ourselves, we've all been stuck. We've all been in places where life's thrown us a curve and we've been knocked off our feet. But we typically have the safety net of other relationships, people who can help us, support us, get us back on our feet. I know in my life that's been the case. But what happens is these people who find themselves homeless have kind of fallen through all the safety nets. You know, they've maybe burned their bridges because of addiction or whatever with family.
Right.
And they're now on their own. And anyway, I just have a new heart for people who are find themselves in that situation. And over, we hear them say that hope began with a meal. Man, I walked into that place, and I hadn't eaten in a week, and here was this meal, and this was love. I felt loved. I felt cared for. And literally, it was the beginning of a life change for a lot of people in these rescue missions. So I've got a whole new respect and love, esteem for what rescue mission people do and work that they do, because I get it. A lot of us look at those people and go, "Ah, it's their choice. They've chosen to be that way." Well, yes and no, you know. Anyway.
Exactly. No, it's really, you're right. And then serving, when you give back, oh, doesn't it fill your soul up? You just feel so good. You know, you're doing there, donating your time and talking to them and listening to them. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're right. We shouldn't assume. You know, we have to be careful. Just like what happened in Baltimore a couple weeks ago. You know, a woman was with her heart, you know, rolling the window down at night. There were panhandlers, and they were pretending that they had a hungry baby, and she got killed. So I only say that because those people were scamming. They weren't true people that were just out on the street. You know, they were scamming. And so we have to be careful, but we should show love. And there's so many ways to be safe going into the places like that, or giving food and not, you know, want to roll your window down when you're driving, because anything can happen. You know, they can, and not just them, anybody. So unfortunately, there's bad apples in every group. And we just don't ever want to assume, you know, that it's not, because the story, like you said, it's just many people do not want to be there, and then there's some people that do want to be there. There was a story about the gentleman. What's the story that you had sent over about the gentleman who is homeless but won't go in, he wants to sleep out in a tent. He doesn't want to come in. But I guess that's California or somewhere. It must be warm, right? Because he's not dealing with the cold. And found the money bag. What was that? He found the money bag. It was like you were saying, $17,000, and in the front of the
he turned it in. Yeah,
isn't that amazing?
Gave it to the rescue mission. That is. I don't. When I read that, I'm like, wow.
They said that they're giving him there because he hangs around some shady characters, and they meant it, you know, because he hangs around some shady characters, they wanted to reward him, but instead of giving him cash, they're giving him gift cards or money cards or however, you know, over a period of time, so that, you know, somebody isn't going to hurt him for his cash, right? We always have to think through these things, but it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I just can't, somebody on the street, homeless, finding $17,000, I wonder how many people would really turn that in, right? You know, even people that aren't homeless,
100.
That have plenty of money, would they turn it in or take it, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. I just think it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
It just shows you that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Natalie and Randy wishing you a Merry Christmas. We're going to play us some more Christmas music and be back on the other side here. This is Pentatonix and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, I'm going to get some eggnog.
Here's one. It's a neck hammock basically says say goodbye to neck pain, relieves neck pain, and it's basically, if you look at it, it's a I don't know how to describe it, but it's a neck hammock where your neck is suspended with some kind of a
attachment. Where do you tie it to the ceiling? Where do you put it? How do you tie it?
I think you attach it to your bedpost, it looks like. But,
oh, my God.
Again, if you go to dollarconscious.com and check it out.
I don't think you could strangle yourself with that, though. You put it in and it holds your head up, huh? Oh, gosh, Randy. Well, there's a disclaimer here. We're not telling. If you get hurt, don't come to us. So I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. As you mention it, that's probably a very possibility.
I don't know. I'm just visualizing here.
Yeah, and you're seriously not looking at the picture, because as you mentioned that, I looked at the picture and I went, oh my gosh, somebody could totally hurt themselves.
No, I'm just thinking of, you know, those. I like those gag gifts, but go ahead, those gag gifts that you like people sit on them and they make funny noises, or you go into someone's bathroom and all of a sudden, because you step on the one spot and it talks to you, and you're like, oh my gosh, what is this? So go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up. Gag gift, because just on cue, I found another one on this article. This is number 13 in the countdown of 20 really cool gifts for Christmas. It's called the Glow Bowl. It was on Shark Tank. Never miss the toilet again. Basically, the Glow Bowl was first seen on Shark Tank. Now one of the most fun gifts to have. It puts a smile
really?
On your face, walks into your dark bathroom, and is sure to get a laugh from anyone who opens it. But basically, it's a light that goes on somehow inside your toilet. I'm not sure how it happens, but
oh, no.
I'm looking at a picture right now of different colors, and it's a glow bowl. So when people walk in and it's maybe dark in the bathroom, of course, obviously you usually flip the switch and turn on the light, but sometimes you can't find the light. Boom, you got the glow bowl going on right
there.
Oh,
that's too funny. And so Shark Tank backed it, and then it became a product, huh? Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
It's a big thing now, yeah.
Wonder how much that costs.
What else?
So that's for the wives buy that for their husbands? Let me think. Okay, or just buy it for anybody, just a gag. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Number 7 is the Wi-Fi Super Booster. Number 1 Wi-Fi Booster doubles your home's Wi-Fi. Just plug it in and never have bad Wi-Fi again. I like that idea. Because you know how in certain areas of your house,
yes,
if you're far
sure.
enough away from the router, right, it's not as strong. And, boy, I like this idea. It's just a little – it's called a Wi-Fi repeater super booster, and you just plug it into your outlet in your wall, and boom. You've got
oh, I like that.
Stronger Wi-Fi. That's a good idea. See, I like practical. I like
right,
practical,
and you stick, put them in the stocking stuffers, and people love it, too, because they can use it. I love it. Yeah. So you've got 20 of those? What are we down to, 5?
Yeah, I'm down to number 4 here. First true wireless phone charger. The Energex charging device, developed by a grad student at MIT, comes with that attaches to the back of your phone, and it's a wireless charging device. Once the adapter is attached, you wirelessly charge your phone on the super sleek charging pad or car adapter that comes with it, and your phone will charge up in just minutes. It's called the
really?
First true wireless phone charger. And it's by Energix, E-N-E-R-G-I-X. Again, all of these, all 20 of them, are on this. It's an article on a website called dollarconscious.com, and it's 20 hilarious and cool stocking stuffers. So let's see. Number 3, Go Audio Bluetooth earbuds. Yeah, wireless earbuds are kind of the new thing. When I first saw guys with wireless earbuds at the airport, I'm like, they're missing the rest of their cord, but
right.
No, they're wireless, so they don't mean it. Skylink.
So that's if they don't
antenna.
Say hi back, you know they might not be meaning doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Number 2 is Skylink antenna. Watch any channel for free. This sounds like skyjacking antenna. Skylink antenna. Watch any channel for free.
It does, doesn't it?
Simply plug your Skylink antenna into any TV. All connections are included in the package. You turn your TV on, run a channel scan, and you can be watching your favorite TV shows. I don't know if this can't take the place of cable or satellite.
So it must, it's stealing it from your neighbors, what it's doing? I don't know.
It says,
like, where's it
getting
it
from? Plug it into your TV. Yeah, where do you actually get it? I don't know. But
I know.
Maybe you're stealing
it.
So we just got to give you
That's
a disclaimer.
Funny.
We're not quite sure.
Exactly. We're not liable.
And then A6
mini
boot. It seems like all of this stuff seems to be, as you get down toward number one here, it all tends to be technical stuff. Like this is a mini Bluetooth speaker. It's better than Bose at half the price. Don't let the size fool you. This A6 portable Bluetooth speaker was given a 9.5 to 10 rating on its sound quality, with Bose speakers coming in second with a 9.2.
No way.
So it beat Bose.
Oh, I don't know. Aren't the
Bose
supposed to be like
speakers.
The best? Huh.
Yeah. This is perfect for the car, kitchen, bathroom, bike rides, walking the dog, wherever you want to go. Just connect to your phone and go. It has built-in microphone, too, so you can use the make phone calls if you choose. Fits in a stocking. It's called, again, the A6 Mini Bluetooth Speaker. Very cool. I think I just found some gifts, actually, right here. Oh, wait. Editor's Choice, Angry Mama. Hilarious and effective microwave steam cleaner. It's a picture of this lady that looks – it's a little plastic – doll face angry mom cleans your microwave in minutes and oven, microwave oven. Steam cleans, disinfects without harsh chemicals. Angry mama. Interesting. So, yeah, interesting. Well, there you go. So you can check that out at dollarconscious.com. And it's a very cool article, 20 unique and hilarious stocking stuffers.
I like that. I like that. You know, those dog barking things, like for alarm systems, they would be really cool too, but I think they might be like $50 or $60. These sound like they're cheaper or something. I don't know. You know, to give somebody that for a gift.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Why do mummies like Christmas so much?
Why
these are corny mummies, jokes, but I'm throwing them in anyhow. Why do mummies like Christmas so much?
Which means I have a shot at it if they're corny. So why do mummies like Christmas? Because they love things wrapped up? No.
Yes, sir. Got it. Ding, 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 ding. You win the prize.
Is that it?
They're into all the wrapping.
What?
Yeah.
They like wrappings. Yeah, because they're wrapped. Yeah.
Awesome.
You got another one?
Yes.
That's good. I like that one. You got another
Yeah. Let's see. Why did Frosty, this might be, why did Frosty, now this is going to be kind of, I don't know, why did Frosty ask for a divorce?
I love the way you're hesitant about this. Why did Frosty ask for a divorce? Oh, yeah.
Well, because it could go a couple different ways, you know? Like,
yeah.
It says, his wife was a total flake. So, some men like total flakes. Some men like total flakes because then they're never asking their questions. They're not having to do anything. They could care less.
Yeah.
And the men are very happy.
Yeah.
And then some men don't like. So anyhow, that's why I'm just saying it could go both ways. So.
Yeah, I love your sensitivity, you know, where you were like hesitant. You were hesitant to share that even as you're in the middle of. No, that's funny. Hey, did you hear about this lady, too? We were talking about ways to bless people and, you know, random acts of kindness, right? And, again, just in your neighborhood. There was an article the other day, a couple days ago, it was in Yahoo Sports or whatever, that an anonymous customer spent more than $93,000 paying off 400 layaway items at a New Orleans Walmart.
Oh, gosh, I
saw
that.
Yeah,
you know who that was, right?
Some anonymous person. Yeah, it came out, right? It was
So she was trying to do it anonymously, and then it came out because they were trying. Yeah, it was the wife who. Which team is it? The husband died last March.
New Orleans Saints. Yeah. New Orleans
Saints
owner.
So she was trying to do it anonymously, fully, so nobody knew, and then it came out, huh? I love it.
Yeah. So
really?
She called in or walked into a Walmart or whatever and said, "Hey, I want to pay off all the layaway items." What? Can you imagine that? But here's the deal. You don't have to have $93,000 and pay off all that. You could go in. We used to do this on Drive Through Thursday in radio, where we would basically say, okay, today we want you to drive through a Starbucks or a or a McDonald's or whatever, and I want you, we want you to pay for the person behind you. So, you know, as you're,
I love that.
You know, as you're, yeah, as you're buying whatever you're buying, just throw in an extra $10 toward whatever somebody else is buying, and we used to do that with a radio station. We'd have these little cards where they would give it to the person in the window, and then the person in the window would hand it to the person behind them, and it was half
of
the, hey, you know, 105.9, you know, the fish is providing your breath, you know, a listener is providing your, and, you know, tune in, you might hear about it or call us and let us know. And we would get people seriously, man, seriously calling in, and especially this time of year when people are stressed out, when they're out shopping and this and that and fighting traffic, and, you know, they pull into a place and something like that random act of kindness happens. And
yeah,
we would have people call the radio station, you know, because they got that little card with the number on it, and they would, and we'd put them on the air, man. They'd say, hey, I got it. You don't know what that meant to me, you know. I mean, this happened. My mom passed, had surgery, whatever. You know, whatever the sad thing is that's going on in their lives, and they're out Christmas shopping for the first time without their mom or whatever, and to pull up and to have somebody just say that, somebody just
that pay
for you,
just
made their day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So,
this random acts of kindness.
You got $10, just bless somebody, you
know?
You know,
and wouldn't it be cool, though, if every day people did that? Like, you know, like I do try to do a gratitude list.
Yeah.
I always pray in the morning. Well, I pray a lot, anyhow, all the time. But I have my ritual kind of thing, and I meditate a little, and I need it to get grounded in the day for me. I mean, it's very comforting. But then I have to, you know, there's days you're up, there's days you're down, and not all the time, but, you know, just things happen. And
yeah,
it's like, wait a minute. What am I grateful for? I've got this, I have this, I have health. And health is, I think health is probably almost one, number one on the list, once, of course, if you're eating and you have shelter, right? Because you can't buy your, I mean, you know, people can buy things, but if you lose your health, you lose everything. And then, of course, love, like we mentioned earlier. Love is a huge, huge, huge one. But we could do it every day. Like, put it into your ritual every day. Start January 1st if you don't do it. And just say, hey, and how can I bless somebody today? Give them a compliment. Give them, you know, like you said, pay ahead or just whatever. And it does come back. It's just, it's so, you're amazed how much better you start feeling when you get engaged into things instead of just sitting there, you know, get yourself up and get yourself to do it. And you're going to feel so much better. But I love that. I really do. It's giving back and forwarding and just blessing every day. Have a blessed day, and no matter what you're going through, it really does. It does help. And
I woke up yesterday, and yesterday was one of those days. It was just, you know, I don't know. You know, sometimes you wake up just feeling off kilter and weird, and you know, sometimes I heard a pastor once describe it as, when you wake up, often the first thing that happens is those roaring lions, whatever they are, their fears, their whatever is troubling you during your waking hours. Often when we wake up, or even in the process of waking up, those animals, those wild animals, fear, anger, resentment, whatever, come running back at us. And what we do in those first few moments, man, of waking up, like you said, it's so important. And I literally opened my phone up, and I'm just going to be honest, right? It's not often the first thing I do to read my Bible. I should, but I opened it up, and I was just reading the Psalms, and there was a verse, I think it's Psalm 9:9-10, I believe, where it talks about, again, in the Message, which I really enjoy the Message version because it's easier for me to just understand it. And it said basically that, you know, that the Lord is a refuge, you know. The Lord, and those who knock on his door instantly relax and are never sorry they knocked. And I thought, wow, that's it, man. The minute you just focus and say, Lord, you know, I I'm going to give you what I'm feeling right now because I don't want to walk around with this all day long. So I'm going to offload this today. I'm going to be thankful and grateful for what I do have and, you know, what you've done for me. And then I stop and I just kind of wait and let him remind me of the things that he's done over the years. And you then begin, that grateful thing starts to percolate, And
it does.
It just changed my day.
And it's also kind of like a lot of times we'll pray and we'll get it, but then we don't let it go. You know, and sometimes things can seem so horrible. And I'm you know, we both have been through a lot, and we know we have the empathy, and we know what it feels like to go into those. I won't go in all that. And they say, but then sometimes it's like things are working, but not where maybe not the way you thought they would work, and they're working. And then you go, wait a minute, dear God, I turned it over to you. I said, I trust you, and I have to trust that there's a bigger reason for this, and this is all working out.
Yeah.
Of course, we have to do our part because I believe, you know, God works through us. We can't sit there on the chair and say, you know, dream this and not do any of the action, because God spiritually works through us. So he needs us physically to do things, but to a point. But it's, yeah, exactly. And it's so wonderful when you, because we can reframe our thinking, and it's, we're creatures of habit, and you do it, and you do it every day, and you just try. Hey, so I challenge anybody listening, just whatever it is, whatever comes to your heart right now, that you say, you know what, I'm going to start doing this every day. I'm gonna have a gratitude list. I'm gonna, whatever way it comes to you, because you have to do this with what you're comfortable with. And I'm gonna bless somebody every day. Maybe I'm gonna bless 10 people every day. Whatever you feel in your heart. And that blessing can be a gift. It can be a smile. It can be a nice comment. It can be so many things. But you know, so whatever you feel. And I challenge you to start doing that every day. Just you know, and it'll make a world of difference. It really does, and it's just beautiful. God is so wonderful, and life is wonderful, and with the trials and tribulations. I mean, because we've been there. So anyone that doesn't know us wouldn't be able to say, hey, wait, listen to them. You know, they don't know what they're talking about, because we have been there. You know, and probably everybody ever listening to this. So it's we need some cheery, cheery music here. Okay. Oh, I'm going to do one. Let me see. What do you call? I've got to see something here. How is Christmas exactly like your job? Now, I'm going to mention this. I have a very dear friend who, she wants to always give gifts to her children, her grandchildren, which she should be able to. But her daughter says, no, those gifts have to come from Santa. And it's like, no, wait a minute. Santa has gifts that come in. Why wouldn't you still be able to have a couple more, right? So this would be a joke that would apply to her. And I think I'll tell her about that next time I talk to her. That's Pat Bannon in Kent Island. How is Christmas exactly like your job? You do all the work, and some fat guy in a suit gets all the credit. I had to throw that in.
That's good. Hey, we've got another song here, and then we're going to come back on the other side and kind of wrap up. This is a song it's not a Christmas song, but it is in a way because of what we've been talking about. She has Lauren Daigle. She's made a lot of headlines because she's this Christian artist who recently appeared on Ellen, and, you know, whatever, Christians are jumping all over because she appeared on Ellen and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you're kidding. They're being that critical? That's not fair. That's so wrong.
Crazy. But here's a song she wrote. It's called You Say, and it just as Natalie said, regardless of what you think or feel, the truth is God loves you and you're his child. Listen to this song. It's called You Say.
I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure love. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. I heaven, now I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every failure, God, you'll have every victory.
I guess our parting shot would be today, with just a couple of minutes left already on the Christmas show, is that, yeah, you are deeply loved. You are deeply loved by a God who does love you regardless of what you see, think, or feel. And again, Natalie and I can attest to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we walk through some dark
times. It's God, not me,
in our lives.
All the time.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So you're loved.
So, absolutely, 100%. Why don't crabs celebrate Christmas? Why don't crabs celebrate Christmas? You don't have to be Christian to celebrate Christmas either, by the way, out there, you know, huh? What?
Yeah.
Because they're shellfish.
They're
very shellfish. They're so selfish.
And
yes.
They're shellfish.
Yes.
They don't like to give gifts.
Or even celebrate. But let's celebrate every day. Let's make that, huh?
Yeah. Did you write these jokes? No?
No, I don't think mine would be so corny. But I shouldn't say that because they are corny.
Yeah.
But I think I could come up. Well, no, they're okay. So anyhow, they're corny and clean. Very corny and clean. That's what we want, corny and clean. So
our producer told me 90 seconds in my ear. So we just want to wish again everybody a merry, merry Christmas and Happy New Year,
Randy,
all of that.
Miss you and Monica and your family and everybody a happy, happy, happy Merry Christmas. And I hope I talk to you before the new year or next year. And this has been fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And to everybody out there, we hope to talk to you. I'd love to be able to say that at next year. I'd love to be able to say we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah.
2019 is next year.
Talk to you next year.
And everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at